So SOM not only did the master plan for Canary Wharf, we also did several of the buildings, I think a dozen or so of the buildings. At the outset, SOM collaborated with a series of architects to develop a design code that really drove the first phase development, which is really extends from West Ferry Circus to the tower, the tall tower in the center of the estate. So that design code established, at the time it was done during maybe a postmodern architectural phase where people were very interested in rehashing the past a bit with base, middle, top, with arcades, with cornices at the tops of buildings, setbacks, human scale development. That's times have since moved on, but at least it provided a uniform language for architects. The way buildings were commissioned at Canary Wharf at the time, well, they were either direct commissions by the client, or sometimes the client would have multiple architects design the same building. We would do full models, full renderings, full set of plans and elevations, and each of those projects, it could be three or four for each building site, were then sort of sold or displayed and presented to potential clients, and the clients would pick their preferred architectural scheme. So some of the buildings were directly commissioned to SOM by the client, and some we had to win, quote unquote, through this presentation exercise that the main tenant would pick the architectural character of the building that they wanted.